For Manna in the Morning, this is Keith Kaiser, bringing to you again another lesson from God's Holy Word. We're in the Upper Room Ministry of Christ, as recorded in John chapter 13. Reading from John 13, verse 12, "So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." The Lord Jesus was now expounding upon the enacted parable that he had given them. He had acted out the necessary cleansing that one must have if there's to be a relationship with himself. He had washed their feet, symbolically telling them that their sins had to be dealt with before they could interact with the Lord and be used of service for him. While they had been thinking of their own greatness and future glory in the kingdom, the Lord Jesus had to remind them that the principle in his kingdom is that the way up is first to go down. To be exalted, one must first voluntarily abase themselves. "Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift thee up," says James chapter 4. And so it's a very important lesson to learn from the outset that the secret to greatness in God's kingdom is not by vaunting oneself or lifting oneself up proudly, but rather being humble and a servant of all, even as the Lord Jesus was. He would say elsewhere that he had come not to serve, but not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many in the Gospel of Mark chapter 10, verse 45. But here the Lord Jesus tells them that just as he has acted toward them, so they also ought to act one to another. He was their teacher and their Lord. There was no question about that. And they may think of it in those terms, but when he repeats it in verse 14, he says, "If I then, your Lord and teacher." We must always remember that, first of all, Jesus is Lord. He is the one who is sovereign. He is the one who demands complete authority and total loyalty on our behalf. The Lord and Master had gotten down and washed their feet. So he said, "You also ought to wash one another's feet." Now, the Lord here was clearly talking about the necessity of carrying on the same kind of ministry one to another. Just as he had been humble towards them, so believers are to be humble in their attitude one toward another. As Philippians 2 would teach it, to have the same mind that Christ had, to let the same attitude be in us, and to consider others better than ourselves, to look on their things more than our own things. In other words, to make sure our brother or sister is prospering, to make sure they have what they need spiritually by way of encouragement, by way of rebuke if needed, by way of care. The problem is today many people don't take the time to care for others, and even in the church we can become so busy and so focused on various ministries that we forget that ministry is a word that means service. And service is all about getting down and serving the people. Well, the Lord Jesus wanted them to remember that. And in addition to humbly serving one another, the lesson also would surely tell us that even as the Lord Jesus has the ongoing ministry of cleansing our feet from the defilement we incur, so we ought to indeed lead our brothers and sisters to the Lord Jesus for that cleansing. James would speak about that ministry at the end of his epistle. James chapter 5, verse 19 says, "Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he who converts the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins." And so it's a lovely ministry to be able to convert one, as it says here, or to be able to turn one from their sin. Not just to turn lost sinners to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, but even to turn brothers and sisters who are already in Christ back to the right pathway, to do this lovingly and humbly.